T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. All right, here is the sound. Here's the sound of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Mika has come out this morning on Morning Joe saying she does not believe Elizabeth Warren. And she actually said Elizabeth Warren is lying about Bernie Sanders. As I predicted yesterday, this is not going to cut well for Elizabeth Warren. It is not. And then clamming up afterward is not going to work for her, saying I said what I said. In this cut, and I think it's off her microphone that was still on from CNN after the debate, Warren is the one that thinks she should be offended after she started all this. Here's how it sounded.
I think you called me a liar on national TV. I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good. Okay.
The Steyer guy. The two of them. Get this guy out of here. He's a billionaire. Get him off the stage.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Who's this guy? So he's got $1 billion.
Hey, get out of here. Let's not do this now.
855-839-1210.
I think you just called me a liar on national
TV. How? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. Yeah. I amuse you?
Steyer with the plaid tie on. I'm going to war.
All right, let's
Bernie.
Not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. We need more fly on the wall stuff. I'm telling you, when you get that stuff, that's why when people say campaigns are too long, they're not. When it's a long campaign, a long slog, say 18 months of this stuff, nobody is that good of an actor and has an iron will that they don't say stuff that the person gets revealed. You get those sort of moments. With Trump, you're getting a lot of them publicly. There's a lot more on Trump and dishwashers today. The other side has just lost its mind, and now people are supporting him. Dan, Roe does the dishwasher at home usually. So I had to ask her for dishwasher knowledge last night, okay? And
you got to give us more than that.
Yeah.
Like, what didn't you know about dishwashers?
I just don't. The cycle, how long does it take?
Oh, okay.
I just know that it's on, and it seems like it's longer. The evidence seems to indicate, I'll break it down, they actually did a study since 1983. Yeah.
It's not scientific about it.
It's up to 2 hours. Is that what? The cycle in your house? Yes.
Well, I don't have a dishwasher, sadly.
You don't?
No. Our new house does not have one. Our kitchen is too small for one.
So how often you guys wash dishes? Every day?
Or every night. Yeah.
Every night?
Yeah, and I do them.
Okay.
Besides, I actually like doing dishes.
Okay.
I'm very odd. It's very relaxing.
Therapeutic, yes.
Yeah, therapeutic.
Okay. Well, she says 2 hours. So, and our dishwasher is fairly, it's not new, but it's not old.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it used to be an hour. That was the entire cycle.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too.
Yeah. And I couldn't put up with a shower. I would go wild. So the water with the shower, I don't know where that is. Mine just right out there, hot, you know, kind of thing. No problem that Trump's talking about. But this has infuriated the other side. It's gotten them nuts with this. All right, let's go to 855-839-1210. Let's go to the callers. What is that all-time TV moment at the end of your call? Let's go to... Tom in Chalfont. Tom first in. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Yeah, I think Ricky Gervais is opening monologue in the Golden Globes.
Well, yeah, that
and
was
because of the liberal empire that he said that on.
That was a big moment, and it was brutal, and there was nothing they could do about it other than never bring him back. You're right. That was a big moment.
One other comment.
Yes.
Talking to the screener. Why? There's two clips of Biden talking to the higher-ups in the Ukraine about, I'm not going to give you that $1 billion unless you fire that prosecutor.
Right.
That was one clip. And then the other clip was you know, I had that son of a bee fired in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, I've only seen that on One American News or Fox. I have not seen that on NBC, CBS,
no,
or ABC.
No, they're not going to, and they dismiss it. They say the prosecutor,
yeah,
that is
so huge.
Oh, it is.
If the general public was allowed to see those two statements,
well, right,
I
know why you're bringing this up.
You have to get that out there. Yeah, you have to get that out there. Yeah.
Well, you're bringing it up because of this Ukrainian guy now that comes out of the woodwork. Two things on this. You can imagine this guy saying all these things about President Trump, how compromised he is. We know he's trying to get out from under a possible big sentence. But the only thing I'll say is, and I know some people don't like it, Tom, but see what you think. Rudy Giuliani's not a good guy in this. Rudy Giuliani's day is well past. Bill Barr and people like that, that's who you listen to. That's who you deal with. The less Rudy Giuliani is involved in these things, the better off I think we are.
Yeah, yeah. He says too many silly things.
Yeah, exactly. And I think God knows what he said with this guy. Got you for the Ricky Gervais. That's a good one. We'll put it down as that TV moment. Let's go to John in media. Hey, John, you're on the Dom Show. Good morning.
Hey, Dom, good morning. I tried to get through yesterday before the interview with Stolzheimer.
Yes.
He is following Krasner's plan. Remember, Krasner fired about 20 to 30 of the top DAs in Philadelphia when he took office.
Yes.
So far, I know of at least one top guy, a fellow by the name of Dan McDevitt. Dan, remember, he was the one who prosecuted the Amy Willard case about 25 years ago.
Oh, big case, yes.
And have you ever heard of an appeal or a sentence overturning on that case? Dan
No.
locked that guy down tight on death row. He also fired the county, the chief of detectives for the county. Now, these guys have been in their jobs, I know Dan, at least 30 years.
Yeah.
Dan's a friend. I admit that. But he got rid of those, at least those two, and there's probably going to be more.
Well, look, I hear you. And some of the things he said yesterday or he bristled at give us an indication. I don't think he's going to do Larry Krasner quite in the suburbs. I think Delco, John, would revolt. But I'm afraid of Larry Krasner light. That's what you're going to get.
Well, yes. And Dom, I grew up out here. Actually, I'm in Delaware now. And people, yes, I agree. I've listened to you for a number of years now. You kept saying it's coming. Philly's coming to the suburbs. Philly's coming to the suburbs. I'm thinking like, maybe, maybe not. It's right under our noses. And the people out here, especially in the eastern part of the county, Dom, the eastern part of the county has changed dramatically over the years. And that's where these voters are that are putting in these Democrats who want to bring in refugees. If this comes out, I mean, there's going to be a revolt out here like the world has never seen.
Well, I'm hoping for that, and that's why we bring on people that we differ with, treat them with respect, but talk ideas. And I thought that's what we were doing with him yesterday. I can't tell you, though, John, the response has been unbelievable. A guy buttonholes me on the street today, recognized me from TV, and says he sent it to 11 different people, the podcast. My God.
Dom, I was in North Jersey yesterday. I couldn't get through. Look, I don't do social media. I almost signed up for your Twitter account, which I probably will anyway, to get my view in because this guy is an arrogant, you know what? Which I can't say on the air.
No, I hear you. Well, look, I was fine with the snark and all that, you know, because he knows that we differ with him, and if they're willing to come on and talk, but the hang up was a little bit too much. What's your TV moment, John?
Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, locally, that's got a lot of cachet. All right. So hit us with that TV moment, 855-839-1210. Joe doesn't have a dishwasher, I would assume, either, right? Joe, no dishwasher?
Yeah. What kind of money do you think I'm making, Dom?
Okay.
I'm the dishwasher.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't know that the dishwasher, third world countries have dishwashers. I just want to know how long is the dishwasher cycle? There's an actual, a lot of conservatives defending Trump. I'll get to it in the 10 o'clock hour in more detail, but brilliant piece. I've made this point. When Trump talks dishwashers, the rallying wild with Dan, here's something would be fun on Twitter. I don't know if we can ask this. It's not a poll exactly, but on the air too. What is it you hope that Trump gets into, part of his act, in Wildwood on January 28th. The dishwasher thing is a current hit, and the shower, and the light bulb. And the other side's gone nuts with this. They don't get it. They don't get, and there's a brilliant column I'll break down in the 10 o'clock hour that says, if you want to get Americans to understand these pointy heads and people controlling our lives, you don't talk about Adam Smith. Now, think of how many people like Rand. You know, Rand makes great points that I like, you may like, but maybe the average person that doesn't follow this as much. How does Trump make the idea of liberty for Americans? Hey, you ought to be able to take a hot shower. Hey, your dishwasher ought to give you enough water. Hey, your toilet ought to flush. And the attacks on the other side just show how they don't get that Trump is breaking through with this stuff, because he's entertaining, too, when he does it. Now, Dan found another article today. I had one yesterday that made some brilliant points. Why newer dishwashers run for an alarmingly long time, right? You would think with technology increasing and all that, they would be shorter, the guy that wrote this piece says. It's counterintuitive. They tend to run a lot longer than older machines, yet the newer ones are advertised as using less electricity and less water. Normal cycles stretch to 2 hours and beyond versus 1 hour for older machines. So as I said, I asked Ro that the other day because I don't keep track of that. That's not my department. And she said, yeah, it's about 2 hours now. And it didn't used to be that way. And the U.S.-based Energy Star program issued new standards that came in effect January 20, 2012, requiring dishwashers to use less water and energy, specifically to receive Energy Star designation, something manufacturers aspire to because it can help boost sales. Machines in a normal cycle must use no more than 4.25 gallons, about 16 liters of water per cycle, and no more than 295 kilowatts of electricity in a year, assuming a machine runs roughly four times a week. Well, that's a lot. Man, what are these people doing? That's another thing. How often do you run your dishwasher? I guess we let it build up. I mean,
we probably do once a week when we
Yeah, that's kind of lazy. I don't know if I could admit
you think
that.
So? This well, is I mean, there's only two of us, and we
there's three of us.
Ate dinner together.
There's three of us, and so carry the two. I know it's at least once a week. I'd say 1.5 times. You know, there's some carryover there. I don't think we're at two time. If you're running your dishwasher four times a week, what the heck is going on there? You know, can't you just wash it off a little bit? Like if I put peanuts in a little bowl.
Are people not rinsing first?
I just rinse it and then I wipe it off and put it back. I just put some peanut shells in there.
And no soap? Oh.
No. It's just peanut shells. I wasn't eating out of it.
That's kind of gross.
No, it's not. You just rinse it and put it back. Very energy conscious.
You don't use any
here.
Soap.
Not in something like that.
No. How about a glass of water that's been empty but sitting for about 3 days? We had an argument at the house. I'm genuinely right. curious because I tried just rinsing it off with hot water and putting it back because there was only water in there.
Oh, no, no.
But you were drinking out of it.
Yeah.
No, that's different.
And the bacteria festering.
She kisses me every night, though.
You got to use soap on that. No, I'm just saying, you put a few peanut shells in a thing. You rinse it off with hot water, wipe it really good. You can put it back. That's fine. There's nothing.
How's it any difference in the water?
No, you're actually slurping. You're actually doing stuff.
Backwash and all.
Backwash, yeah. You're caught on that one. All righty, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Side question when you call in. So Trump is on to something here. You know, I think he knew about the toilets. He likes doing the shower because then he works his hair into it. And then he got into the dishwasher. So this keeps on getting added to it. What do you hope if you're going to be in Wildwood, or you're going to see the tape of it? What do you hope he riffs on there? What's one of your favorite stylings? You know, anybody that's a successful entertainer, when you go to their event, they give you enough of the stuff that made them, the older stuff, and then they hit you with some newer things. Trump does more of the older stuff, I think, but he's always looking for some new material. So the guy that called in, I love it, the Kate Smith on the boardwalk thing, that's a pretty good one for Wildwood. But your dishwashing capacity, does it take 2 hours? Should it? Are we saving the world by doing that? The shower is the one where I would notice. You know, we have a good shower. I think that's mainly hotels, you know, where you can't get a good dispersal of water. Got so caught up that first hour, Dan, I haven't talked with you about the big thing of the day, our talk radio calendar. We got the mock-up of it yesterday. It's going to the printer. I'm not sure how long these printers take, so maybe a week or two we should have that. It'll be out there in popular demand, and you were much the architect of this, and it's going to be interesting. Rob thinks some of my costuming is a little bit over the top in this. Did you have a chance to take a look at it?
Over the top?
Yes.
No, I think it's perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Well, the only one she liked is me standing there with President Trump in our talk radio calendar, which is a meme. And this is not a fanciful thing. We should have had Joe in there somewhere as another elf or something. She did like the end, though, where I'm the elf and you're the Santa Claus with the MAGA hat. And what we did with the calendar is we put in...
Hold it up. Sorry. You can probably hear Joe in the background laughing.
We put in dates of significance religiously or for conservatives, like the birthday of Mark Levin or Mark Levin's first show or Rich the Always birthday on the calendar versus the calendars that we find to be, you know, they won't even put Pearl Harbor on it. Yes.
I'm looking. So what we did is we took a picture of you with a green screen
right. And
photoshopped you in a certain locales. And I was looking at the Trump picture with you.
Yes.
Totally looks like that was also a Photoshop picture with Trump.
No, that's a real one. I'm standing there at the Resolute desk and looking over the hair apparatus. And it's
the thing is, Trump looks so perfect in the picture. It looks like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, he did. It was a good hair day. I told you that with President Trump in that. So that'll be available soon. We don't know exactly how.
Am I allowed to tweet out a preview?
Ask.
Okay.
Yeah, ask. Yeah. And we should put out a different one each day. I think the bunny costume is the one that's a little over the top. The others, I'm okay. Yeah, I like the mummers thing.
The bunny one's the one that you pick out that's over the top.
Yeah, I like the mummers outfit.
They're all
I
over
liked
the top.
A lot. Yeah, a lot of them are over the top. Yeah. The pilgrim is a little bit too much.
The beach one's my favorite.
Yes. Beach one. Talk about. We couldn't have a modern one. All right. So this calendar, we'll put it up on Twitter at DomShow1210 soon, and it should be available. It's a real thing. It's a work of love. And I thank all the people that work to do this, the management, Watercost, Dan, Joe, and me. All right. So I hope you enjoy it. It's different. It's very different. And we try to strike what we think talk radio listeners would like to see on a calendar versus the nonsense that's there. Now, on this dishwasher thing, love to hear from you. Is it really 2 hours? I've never calculated it. So when President Trump has been going to this and talking about this more, the other night in Milwaukee he did, and listen to this breakdown. It gives Trump a way to connect with middle-class families. He comes across as a regular guy. Philosophically, it matters because it lets him expose what the out-of-control, pointy-head federal regulatory state is doing to the country. Trump touts his blocking of a federal ban on low-cost incandescent light bulbs and why he attacks low-flow showerheads and toilets. Everybody understands these annoyances are the results of mandates handed down by a few unelected bureaucrats sitting in cubicles in Washington, D.C. By exposing the link, Trump has a better chance of creating legions of small government advocates than he would be than by lecturing about Adam Smith. I love that line. That's exactly it. The idea that pointy heads in Washington are telling the rest of us what to do. Now, their argument is, well, they know better. I want to have that debate, don't you? That somebody there knows better. Look, these things might be marginally, very marginally, arguably more efficient. Maybe. But they come at a cost of tremendous inconvenience versus stuff that people want, and they've made a judgment. If you put this to the average American, do you want this to be a microbe here, more efficient versus a lot of convenience? They're going to go with convenience. Is there something wrong with that? Yeah. You're being stupid then. You're told you're stupid if you're doing that. You may have other examples. Trump's just on these. Do you have another one, Dan? You're looking.
No, not an example, but I have a tweet from Deplorable Matt that fits into exactly what you're saying. It's pretty much common sense, too, but he says, there's a certain amount of work that a dishwasher has to do. If you lower the amount of energy that a dishwasher can use, that will increase the amount of time it takes to complete.
Right.
The whole thing is stupid. Hand washing is way more efficient.
Well, who wants to do that, though? Yeah. I love the stacking, just putting it to the dishwasher.
Yeah, besides the final line of that tweet, though, it's spot on. Isn't that what we learned in physics in high school, that if you everything requires the same amount of energy, it's whether you want to give the energy all up front or if you want to extend it over time?
Right. Yeah, that's another part. It may be marginal. I'll concede it might be in some of this stuff. But how far are we? And these are the, you know what it is? People know these are the very same people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren that are on this stuff. And they're flying around in jets all day long. They're constantly flying around to tell the rest of us. Now, next week, is it Davos? D-A-V-O-S. That's the annual big thing. And the big star is going to be Greta Thunberg next week. And these are DiCaprio and others flying in, one or two people aboard a plane, carbon footprint huge, to tell the rest of us about why we should have a dishwasher that takes 2 hours versus an hour to do. And Trump is on this. It connects in so many levels. Rick Santorum has said stuff like this, but he doesn't have the entertainment value of Trump or the platform to get this going. These pointy-headed bureaucrats that have gotten into our lives in so many ways. I did a whole hour once when we got a new range. The guys put the range in, Dan, and they gave me this thing. They said they weren't going to put it in. It was something about the range tipping over and not tipping over. It was all complicated. I didn't put it on. And they said they didn't want to be responsible for doing it. And it was like 5 pages. And it's nothing. And there's no chance of it tipping over. It's this type of stuff that complicates everyday life that constantly has people. Can we win people on this? Yes. Trump has taken, here's what he's done. He's taking people who were vaguely Democrat. They grew up in it. They bought into the idea, Democrats for the little guys, Republicans are rich. He tapped into people who haven't voted in presidential elections in 2, 3, or 4, or 5 cycles. And he's connected with them in a way that tells them this guy is going to be doing the things that they want done. And the other side doesn't like it. They don't like it because they say these are not the issues people should care about. Guess what? They do. Now, to really solidify this, what you have to do is you have to connect this to the big picture. In other words, it's not just your shower sucks. It's like, who's doing that? Why do they have the right to do that? What's behind that? It's that mentality that's behind it. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Let's go to John in Norristown. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dom. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I'm calling to let you know that I'll be attending the Trump rally in Wildwood.
Okay.
And I apologize for the wind. I'm outside. My comment would be I would like to hear him talk about beach badges. I talked to you about a year ago about beach badges and the money that's collected. And just to see him throw a jab at all the counties that collect beach fees, except Wildwood in Atlantic City.
You know what? That would be the line, that I'm glad to be in a place where you can go and use the beach and take a plunge or whatever. Well, you know how I feel about the beach badge thing. It's a great point, John. It's clear that the Supreme Court of New Jersey was in the tank, and they just allowed them to get away with this, that we shouldn't have to pay for it. It's ridiculous.
Found my TV moment, if I'm still on the air, would be who shot J.R.?
Yes, Dallas, who shot J.R.? Great moment, and they kind of ruined it with the dream sequence and all that. Dan will tell me that's a spoiler alert. All right, so Dallas.
It's not a show I ever care to watch, to be honest.
Oh, so it's okay then to do it. Okay, let's go to Gio. He's in Reading with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gio, good morning.
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
Listen, I repair dishwashers as well as other appliances for a living. I can tell you I spend a third of my week on a regular basis explaining to customers who just spent good money on a new dishwasher why their new dishwasher doesn't wash. I go through everything from removing phosphates back under the Obama administration when they took phosphates out of soap to the fact that your dishwasher is only allowed to use but so much water. Really what it comes down to is you have a certain amount of water in your dishwasher, and you can't physically pump water out of all three spring arms at the same time. So you're dividing the time that you're washing among each individual spray arm, but it still has to wash both racks of dishes.
All right, well, let me ask you, Gio, though. You're in the business, so yours. What do you recommend? Is there a hack to get around this? What do you do?
No, there's no real hack. It barely matters what detergent you use anymore because none of them really do a great job. It doesn't matter what cycle you wash it on. The hack is turn it on when you go to bed and wake up in the morning, you know, however long that is, and they'll be done. And you're lucky if they get clean.
Yeah, and you know, Gio, this is a point with some of this stuff, with some of these people on the other side, there's a grunginess attached to some of the radicalism on this, you know, that people, I mean, we value cleanliness. People want a dishwasher that really, really washes. I think you're being told, well, that's not a good value. If it's clean, it's clean. Your version of clean is different than mine, you know?
Yeah, there is some of that attached. But, you know, everybody has the expectation that when they go out and buy something new, it's going to work better than their old.
Yes.
And they don't understand that the change in technology has made that impossible.
Gotcha. I'm glad you clarified that. What's your TV moment, Gio?
Yeah, I stay away from TV, Dom.
All right. Thank you, Gio. He's the Maytag repairman. Yeah, how would you like to be in a business? Why, Gio, yeah, I just bought this. It's newer. It's going to be better than the old one.
Yeah.
I mean, how many things that are newer are not better than the old one?
Not many.
Not many.
I'm trying to think of anything else, and I can't think.
Right. Why would you?
Washing machines, dryers are the same, but.
Yeah, why would you buy it then? All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. There is a certain grunginess attached to the, you know, extreme climate stuff here. There is. That, well, you know, that version of clean is not sensitive enough to stuff. Yet DiCaprio can do whatever the hell he wants.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.